I'm like, whoa. Rising in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu and Gundam, like, yo. Can't believe I finally made it, my Tsuri celebrated Golden Week, hold it down with my cho. Yo, minasan, Manga Sensei Podcast, yokoso. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Manga Sensei Podcast. I'm your host, John Sensei, and today, like every day, I'm breaking down the world's best language in 5 minutes or less. Today, we're talking about two more bases, bases te and ta. These bases are extremely useful because they already have a particular meaning associated with each of them. But before I do that, make sure to please share this with people that you know that are studying Japanese or try to improve their Japanese. Being able to share this podcast allows us to make it more fun. It allows us to get a higher readership and make language tools that make a difference in our community. So today we're talking about the two extra bases in Japanese. These are base te, you heard me right, te, and base ta. Base ta is always used when talking about past tense, and base te is usually used for a light command and a lot of different conjugations. An example of a light command would be, would you pass me the salt? Or, pick that up, would you? We usually say would you or accompany with another word, but in Japanese you can simply put it in this te form. Now, in Japanese, when using this form, it can be somewhat complicated if you don't have a little cheat sheet, which is why we made one on our website, manga-sensei.com. Just click cheat sheets and it should take you right there. But when conjugating, you need to understand how it looks. So we're going to simply go with the verbs we talked about yesterday, nomu and taberu. Nomu being a godan verb. If you're not familiar with that, make sure to look at previous episode. And taberu, which is an ichinan verb. Nomu, well, maybe I should make it like say it like this. Ichinan verbs are very simple. You simply cut off the ru at the very end, and you attach te or ta. And that's simply how you conjugate. So taberu becomes tabete and tabeta. However, godan verbs have a lot of different ways to be conjugated. You can do it, for example, saying anything with utsu or ru becomes te or ta, which is a chitsai tsu, or a small tsu sound, and it causes what's called a glottal stop, or a small pause between both parts. So, for example, the word, kao, which means to buy, would be katte, or katte, or katta. Anything with tsu, ru, or u becomes, falls in that direction. So, like, uru becomes utte, or utta. Other verbs, anything that follows mu, nu, or bu, become nde or nda. That's right. So yomu, shinu, or tobu become shinde or shinda or tonde or tonda or nomu or nonde or nonda. This fall continues on the same pattern. Kaku, the sound ku, becomes ite or ita. So kaite or kaita. In the same way, now you put the ten-ten on it, the two little dots, oyogu, which means to swim, becomes oyoide or oyoida. And lastly, if it's a su sound, it becomes shite or shita. So hanasu becomes hanashite or hanashita. Now this may seem a lot like a lot of information to take in. What I recommend doing is really going to our website at manga-sensei.com and looking at this little tiny chart that we have. It outlines exactly what goes to which. But to be short, I'll break it down for you one more time. If it's u, tsu, or ru, it becomes de, ita, with a small glottal stop. Mu, nu, and bu sounds become to nde or nda. Ku sound, as in kaku, becomes ite or ita, so kaite, kaita. Gu sounds becomes ide and ida. And lastly, su becomes shite and shita. Because these are slightly difficult, we recommend checking out, but we're sure you can also learn it on your own. These last two bases incorporate a lot of Japanese and can be used to conjugate a lot of different fun stuff. However, with that, I will sign off and I will catch you tomorrow. But remember, after 10,000 mistakes, you become fluent. Therefore, let's make mistakes, Mina-san. I'll catch you tomorrow. Until then, jane. She getting closer, gotta punch in, get to work, sue me myself. Chotto matte, kudasai, nanpa shita koto nai kedo, anata mecha kawaii. I say facts.